You know that there is a fortress out there, with a princess within, and you are aiming to go there. She has invited you. Her letter described her in atop the tower by moonlight. You have now seen her. Blonde hair, a long white gown, otherworldly perfection. But you know it might be a trap. And so you've built up energy in your body in certain rituals, and haven't had time to get off or to fuck anyone in a long time. As a result, you do have a cargo of cum, which seems to be what she asked for in her letter. This mysterious figure lies at the center of a curse. You know it to be one. And as you approach, you will master it. And then come to her, and if she wants to fuck, you'll fuck. And if she wants to trick you, you'll still fuck, but probably survive what she's trying to do as well. Unscathed, because that's you. But if she really wants you and needs rescuing and that curse is involuntary, you'll help and draw her out of there and bind her to you if she wants to be, which for some things is how they leave their ancient places in the world. You know your perceptions will be played with, and so you have ensured that most of your information will be sealed away from her. Because when you step into the wood, you will forget everything except that she is there, that your mission is to fuck her, and that there may be different ways that this can turn out, different ways she could appear, different things she could want. Her letter is a blank canvas almost, except to say, please come see me, please fuck me, please knock me up. There is a terrible curse, and only you can get me out of here. Make sure it's been a while since you came. And if there was ever a letter that was so obviously made by a succubus, or a mimic, or something else in the night that's going to turn and try to eat you, if there was ever a more appropriate thing to say was out there, well, now would be the time. But you're smart. You know it isn't any of those. And it's powerful. And it probably senses that you not coming for a while would make for a powerful ingredient it could get out with. Maybe it doesn't know it's a familiar and needs someone to pardon it and parole it. But you would. And you want her. And she wants you. And sitting alone in there for any length of time is not going to aid the negotiation of whatever BDSM nonsense comes after. The freeing her from the curse is the first thing, and then you can have a conversation. Or at least that's your plan. But the moment you step over the threshold of the fortress, your perception is played with. You're in her bedroom. She is across it, laying on her bed, with her knees diagonal on one side, her legs hanging off it, and therefore her ass and pussy on full display under the dress, which is barely more than a nightgown, and under the fall of her hair, which comes well past her shoulders. Hello there. Do you want to come over? But at the same moment that cheesecake image people would pay quite a few dollars to walk into a booth containing appears before you. Your vision flickers. There is a corridor. It is armed with arrow slits. There is a door at the other end. This will not be an easy walk, but it is not unfamiliar to you. You pass unseen. And then press into the threshold of her bedroom. That dueled perception. And in it you didn't get a good look at her. But you did not sense that the door contained a captive. Someone unaccustomed to this place, no. In your parallel mirror world vision, whoever was behind the door was important. If not the ruler of this fortress, then someone who owns this room. This room is her home. She's more at home here than you. That seems a mystical insight, but the moment you think about it, you realize that, yeah, she's splayed out for you. But taking a second step toward her will be a second corridor of a trapped and resisting keep. This is the curse. The entire keep, the one above, the one you ignored to go to her basement using secret instructions that she sketched, and a lurid sketch of herself that looks just like she looks like on her bed now. She must be quite talented to have drawn what was on the back of that letter. For that reason alone, you'd want her to draw lurid sketches for you, but she's on display. And every step you take will travel through the cursed keep above, the empty keep above, but armed with all its traps, until you find her room, and penetration in her will come long before your parallel world infiltration will end. To fuck her is to enter a den full of traps, to risk detection. She lives here. She will be your ally. And she is being helped by certain other forces, but even while you are in her, she will fight to just let you take her, let you breed her, let you ransom her from here. The moment the magic of this place touched you, you felt it to be true. And yet you will not let a creature such as she have it all her own way. You are happy to ransom her from this place, but it will be as a result of a negotiation to assure both of you are pleased with the result. Fucking is just one way that negotiation will take place, and you doubt very much it will be straightforward. Every step toward her, seeming to be laid out in her bed, my legs spread wide, welcoming you in, but you are a world away. I feel myself instinctively close my thighs. Before you, you see it, a hallway that only seems to get longer, doorways slamming themselves. Your implement, your instrument, your monument to desire, anointed with oils, enchanted as the fulcrum of any contract you might make with a creature such as she, who has both a libidinous drive to have you come inside of her, and a hungry drive to suck at your psyche and your will, and that is what these corridors of stone, these closing doors, these places where you pass as quietly as a ghost. You click your way through with one finger on the lock tumbler and the other turning off the traps. She notices the way you touch her thigh, her ankle, and she wants to spread her legs, and so she does. The instinct of closing them out of perhaps bashfulness, perhaps ache, perhaps some occult impulse, for really this entire place is her body, her dimension, her occlusion, and it wants to spit you out because you are unfamiliar, and because you have power enough to bind her. And when something has been wild and free and untouched for a very long time, it can instinctively push away even what it intellectually wishes, and on those occasions, one must do what you do now. With your fingers on the doorway to the castle keep, with the tumblers of the door preparing to click onto the fingers of your tool, with her in front of you, her legs spreading, her bashfully looking askance, but smiling at you now and then, you do what you're supposed to do in such circumstances. You negotiate. You hold your hand there on her thigh, and you just stroke it, neither advancing nor withdrawing. She spreads her legs of her own volition. In the dual vision of approaching, you see it. The castle walls, the spreading doorways. You slide forward, her breasts, her chest, a warm bed, a warmer bed than the one you fell into in that catacomb room. You fall atop her and into her at once, and are wrapped up in her smile, her eyes, her thighs. You try to push in, her ample thighs press you out. You try to spread her legs. She is strong. The corridor in front of you to her room. You enter. Finally, she turns. She embraces you. She pushes her hips up so the tip of your cock is at the very entrance to her, wielding that hardened battering ram, preparing to enter. Your eyes have become unfocused. Sure, she's there, and you do see the room, perceive the softness of her flesh. You're wrapped in euphoria, which is almost distracting you, in the parallel vision where you are infiltrating and reaching her despite the cursed defenses of her sealed state, reaching the core of her to spill out, magic and seed both, to impregnate her with an idea, a sign that would let her leave that place in your company, dispelling a curse by fucking your own over top of it, and she both wants it and resists the process almost instinctively. So even as she's smooching at your shoulders and saying, "Yes, take me," her voice trembles, but her thighs do not. They are resolute and firm. You push forward and she says, "Yes," just like that, inviting you, also desperately angling her hips. But the angle is irrelevant with legs that strong and knees pressed up the way they are. You propose a change of position by cheekily placing your hands underneath her, under her butt to lift her, and allow a pillow to be positioned there and aid her comfort. And at once, as you undertake that docile and helpful gesture, which she is happy to take you up on, you are meeting her clandestinely in some secret passage to her private chambers, therein to undertake a binding to her. She is holding a potion, a steaming tea, that she insists will make her able to truly receive you, able to truly take your seed deep, both feed from it and free herself, but warns that the side effects are such that her endurance, her fortitude will be increased, and she will need assistance to bed her libido back down. So though it may be difficult for you to fuck past magic and physical endurance both, she begs you to take her in a caring fashion and fill her, and as long as she tells you to keep going, to thrust inside and to navigate visions such as these, where the act of supporting her positioning is such as to spawn a secret passage for both of you to unite, to meet clandestinely, to escape at last, right? Well, so you think, but then, as you're about to embrace her in one world and full-on slide your cock into her in the other, she pushes you away, her thighs shove you away, a reflexive closing of her legs. It is the softest embrace in the world, but it prevents you from thrusting forward, leaving you with the comfortable squeezing of the intercrural space, the warm softness between her plump thighs. She looks up apologetically from the pillow, while in another world, another place, the door slams shut and leaves you in the cold back passages of the palace. And indeed, she does lift her thighs, rubbing her butt against your cock, then the back of her thighs, seeming to try and convince herself to open them up. She's smiling, she's begging, "Please, one second, oh." And you know it isn't her doing. There is something about this place, something tugging on her like puppet strings, preventing her from just spreading her legs like she wants to. The curse of this place is architectural. So you close your eyes, and you touch her thighs with her, and she holds your hands, twining her fingers with yours, encouraging you as you push forward, and she manages to slightly move her left leg. You can't get in to slide your entire length against her, but you put your leg between her thighs in the space left by the one she managed to move. And she humps against that leg, grinding her wet pussy entrance. And you are at the doorway to the castle keep, rubbing her inner thigh, taking the pulse of her, offering parley, negotiation, seeing if you will slip inside on this occasion. But some instincts are very powerful, and you are, after all, negotiating your purpose, which is to bind her to you, to bring her with you from this place as she wishes. But you've only got enough power to do that if she wishes to submit, to be implanted with the mark and sigil of you, to be cummed in to fuel her up enough to survive the journey back to the real world from whatever space she was here bound in. So, straddling your mark between the real and the unreal, you feel her reaching for you. If you had not been prepared for her, been prepared to be jostled around at the merest whim of whatever holds her here, and you're still not sure it isn't her in her own right, but you found your way to where the two of you could have a conversation. That would be much too much effort if you hadn't known she wanted to see you, had watched you from afar atop her tower, and now at last has made a move to meet you. You suspect it's probably for more than a good fuck, but she proposed that and you aim to bring it. To fill and impregnate her in full, to cream pie her with your long ripened load, and when you do shoot that into her, you know it will disrupt her expectations. Hotter, more energetic, whatever that creature is, it can definitely feed from you, and she wants to. Only the ember of resolve that she may want more keeps you making progress under these circumstances. You know she wants very badly to be fucked, and while you may have only passing understanding of the cursed fucking bullshit going on here, you do both understand the need for a good fuck. You held off from masturbating for a long time to be ready for tonight. You knew resolve, and having not climaxed in a while will serve you well out here, both if you were infiltrating her prison and if you were walking into a trap. So with excess energy smuggled in your body, with the hard heat of you sexually tinting the universe around you, you haven't jerked, haven't climaxed, you have a longing for coming, and that is power percolating below, waiting to blow. But that only does you any good if you blow it in the right place. She has managed to calm her autonomic state, the excitation of a body which very much does want to have sex. But even if magic were not occurring here, she would still have the best experience if she were relaxed, confident, hungry for you. And she is. Getting her trepidation and her fear that she is somehow an inconvenience out of the way, despite your stolid hunting. Of course, as laid about with protections as she appears to be, seeing, at the other end, the keep, the place you must breach to breach her, seeing also, mere feet away, her on her bed, further than she was, but not gone. Yes, as laid about with protections as she is, only a very stoic person would stick with this, and mate this wild spirit who desires you so. But you will. You will ascend beyond the mortal, beyond the physical, and take a cursed thing, taste her, besiege her, adore her, your only intention in all the world, so pure it maps itself onto both worlds. Your only intention is to besiege this fortress, so that you can lay in her big bed in it afterward and roll around post-coitally, your hard-cummed, long-percolated load marking her insides as you collaboratively, willingly, eagerly break her under you, fill her, knock her up, or as close to that as something like that can be. Conquer, fuck, come victorious, and her reeling and rolling with it besides. Yes, an obvious fate, but one you are all too eager to make and meet. And so you will. That's all she wants, for you to prove your dedication, your desire to take and fuck and fill. That's all this is. Her desire to push you away is automatic, but her verbal, direct, begging, pleading is the most honest thing about her. And she keeps saying it, fuck me, take me, fill me, continuously, a litany, now and then making eye contact with you and in the particular optical illusion of that experience, you feel at once to be across a battlefield from her. And up in her face. Intimate. Close enough to finally shove yourself inside. But there's a limit. An effect of her being near and then far. An optical illusion that you know with a whoosh is fact. She is on the bed. And you are across the room. And you swore you were closer. She is in the tower. And in the basement. She is in the keep of this place, its objective, the princess in a castle, getting further and further away, but you insist. No, you say in your mind. You don't speak to anything as high or elegant as love. Your brain goes, I want to fuck you. I want to make fuck with you. Make fucking happen. Filling, spurting, claiming, taking. Words so old and instinctual that they don't even have a seat at the table. Just a red light pull on the darker parts of aching conscious lust. The parts that are hungry and interrupt your thinking, make you distractible, but anchor you to the moment. I could say something poetic as I observe this, about the nature of wanting to create new life in order to break a cycle, from a sealed place, a cursed space, a stasis, to make something new. That's her only key out of here, to find something new and fuck it into existence. Or get fucked full of your life force, at least, certainly. And there is something about the succubus in her grace, a fact that you note for later, in case it becomes relevant. There might be another layer to it. She wants you, wants filling and fucking, quite honestly, even knowing what your very pent-up, very potent energies might do to someone without a bounded form. You could change her quite direly, and she welcomes it. She contorts in the throes of ecstasy, however. Maybe her sensitivity is pushing you away, her great desire causing overeager gushes of lubrication and pumps of my inner muscles, and you, in a very real way, are, of course, already inside me. It's true that my confusion and arousal resulted in the confused nature of time and space around you in the fort, in this claudication. But revealing your hardness might help me focus on present events and anchor me closely enough to reality. To the reality where I get boned. And boned deeply at that. For you have come prepared, knowing the woman you're here to please is not ordinary and can take all of your exertions, all of your wildness into me, please. I would need more than ordinary temptation to be overwhelmed, right? Of course, you've seen my eyes. You've come close to me, you've felt my breath, smelled the arousal running down my thighs. Aren't I worth pushing forward for? You know this is silly of you to think otherwise. I don't care what's between your legs. I want the sincere companionship of someone hungry to break me down. And you won't panic when things get strange. That's you in a nutshell, and you want a nut inside this shell, because you're sure that it's a shell. This wraith in the nightgown is not what I am. That's what you're thinking? Well, I did send a letter, and anyone answering that would of course think this was a trap, but you get the little hospitality of the not-eating-you variety. And I welcome you into my walls. Benefit of the doubt, you insist that to yourself. But when you take your cock out, the room scrunches up and my moan seems to come from everywhere at once, which is not a hugely positive sign for the normalcy of the encounter. I admit it, yes, fine, sure, whatever, get back in here. You call out to me, but only half-jokingly. You're calling out to a barred castle door. You're now on the other side of it, your cock in your hand. Don't ask me, I shuddered when I looked at you. You look good. Do not fucking dare go anywhere. Just give me a minute. Maybe open a few doors and look for me. See where I'm at relative to you. On that side anyway, because on my side I can just kind of see you staying in space, flickering. Can I suck you off when you're stuck like that? Maybe. Your cock comes out, and yes, she's not in front of you anymore. You're holding your enhanced package, prepared, you thought, for anything. And now that you're in a breezy hallway, you tuck it away, lest any of the phantom soldiers and the guarding traps of this place spot you. Your cursed quarry, which holds me here, might see you caught in one half blue-balled reality, and figure out why you're here. You gotta go looking for the princess again, correct? Good, thanks. I'm not far, not really. You know this because your cock is being tugged, pulled in a direction, and you're sure that's where I am.
In one permutation, you are looking at me from across a gulf, perhaps a pit trap or a long corridor. On the other, your hand is on my thigh, and I want to spread my legs. I want you in. I want that flared fucking thing. I want whatever that can do to be done to me. I really want it in me, that steaming hot stuff, but it is difficult through the constraints of curse and narrative to get you into my needy passage, and more difficult still to admit just how deeply I'll let you take it. So permit me my modesty. The twitching of my thighs and moving of my hips is only enthusiasm for you. The pushing you away is only the power of my hunger. Please find me again in this place. I'll do my best to help. Oh, come to and in and for me, please. And you are advancing. Thank you. I'm glad to see how determined you are. Bring those big, heavy, full balls here. Let them slap against me when you get all the way in. I want you all the way in, and you're gonna have to be all the way in. There is only one place in this entire building where you can come, and that is buried deep inside of me. Please, come to me, come in me, come for me, come on. And you move forward through my corridors, toward my chamber, finding your way slow, methodical. You brought this. You want to expend such a valuable prize, liquid lust to break me, the heat of it when it bounces inside of me. Your attention. I admit, maybe I play hard to get sometimes, but I'm not right now. I want you here and I want you letting go. Bang down my door. Fill me up with that thing. I know you've prepared well. I know it's beyond even my grandest expectations. Do it. Fuck me, fill me, conquer me, take me. I want it. But you might have to do a little work for it. I promise to make it worth your while. She might really be human, or humanoid at least, or simply very, very powerful, and in this shape so strongly that she has adopted its frailties. Her body craves you. And beyond simply the fact that your energy-infused, enhanced, cock-sourced cum might be sufficient to spermatically free her from her bonds, flooding her insides in waves, pulses, spurts and squirts that paint the walls and drip down from them to pool in the bottom of the reservoir of her as she lays on her back. Oh, this is the opposite of the kind of disjoint in reality you were experiencing. Now you're ahead in the timeline, seeing things that will happen later, being in her, thrusting in her, filling her, rubbing over her, touching her sweated outer thigh, tempting her erogenous zones to give yourself an opening, grabbing her ass, slipping a finger under, and then you're back in the corridor. Indeed, you're no longer in a bedroom. Her passage clamped and pushed, and now you're not in her, not on her. You're in a corridor long with doors that turn left and right, baffles, a labyrinth, there to slow you down. An illusion? Does she have you once more? Are you deeper in? Was it a trap? No, come to me. She sounds desperate and hungry and frustrated. This long corridor, you close your eyes, and you try something. You toss aside the sheets on her bed. But you're not on the bed, your logic says, yet you perform the maneuver anyway, and the correct door slams open, and you go that way. By baring her, by exposing her, you visualize rubbing her inner thigh, massaging, coaxing her to spread, so you may see her glistening golden glory, and her hair really is more like spun gold than it is like a washed out and ordinary blonde. Throwing the sheets aside bares her body, and that exposure makes her feel exposed, dropping you through the psychotropic vision of a doubled place, through the curse of this vast fortress, this castle tower. You are back in the version of the bedroom with her bare, neatly trimmed, sex-lube-dappled thatch of elegant golden pubic hair above a perfect sex parted by its engorged arousal, clitoris fully an inch long, pleasured and massive, and every brush of air against it makes her twitch, upraised with hood pulled back by sheer arousal, and below that wet, warm slit, you push a finger toward it, and since it is not your cock, she permits you to feel that wetness, but the squeezing is hungry and desperate and hungry for something a little bigger. This is a flared, perfect monument to the target your weapon was made for. She wants you in immediately. She squeals and surges toward you, mouth open, wanting to suck, needing to do something to get in contact. But you are setting the pace. You place a finger on her chest and hold it there, and she stops her headlong approach, and then she leans back, calm but confused, mouth still hanging dully open, tongue out and drooling, her pussy looking much the same. She is so hungry. In that instant that she moved, you thought you saw another place, not this room, not this place where you've been playing with her, but some corridor elsewise and elsewhere. Some place elsewhere in the fort, you wonder why when she went to capture you with her mouth, you saw another part of the fortress. Oh, but it's hard to think through the pleasure haze. And back. This action opened a door, slipping inside of her. This excited her. You are one step closer to fulfillment in both worlds, walking into the room, and in the other vision, the bedroom, princess. And now, you are on a path. In the woods, ahead of you, is a path to the princess. She needs your help if she is ever to be liberated from the spell she is under, and the only thing which can liberate her is your advanced, magical, prepared, flared horse cock with its knot ready to lock you inside her till your load of cream liberates her from her curse. Your length is more than enough to free her, especially with its tingling, wiggling cargo of tantric magical potential, welling up in your balls, threatening and trying at every juncture to utterly escape you. You are the place where pleasure comes from, and this world responds to you now. You have learned its tricks. Even though it seems you have been sent back to the start, as it were, you are really closer than ever. You just have to prove you really want her, by making the journey one last time. This journey, the final journey, you hope, back to her side, back to her bedchamber. It mythologizes and represents the journey of the tip of your flared pseudo-equine dong with its swelling pseudo-canid knot, the modified work of a magical experiment which has kept you chaste for some time now. Well, here is a worthy place to spill your advanced seed. This final journey represents the journey of the tip of you, right up to her deepest point, and that is why you must retread the ground from before, to where the first splatter of your cream will be upon the entrance to her womb and drive her wild with lust, finally subduing her wild magics and breaking her in your arms. But only if you push to that deepest point will you be able or allowed to climax at all, and you know it. So after long edging, it feels like, after long exhaustion of waltzing through the psychotropic scenery of her mental landscape, you find it. You proceed up the path. Where before this fortress had a tower, only as an afterthought or an accessory, it is now all tower, a spire of stone, spiraling upward with a staircase on the outside and within. You decide within is where you must go. The tower is the centerpiece of the clearing, tall, imposing. The walls shine from within with white light, the true form of the curse, likely emblematic of the tower in the arcana. You move nearer, analyzing, and proceed inside. Probably means she is the author of her own curse. In any case, her downfall is the same. You will fill her. You will come in her. You will take her. You proceed within. The inside of the tower is bare except for cellar stairs downward, a spire going upward, and a table, half broken and leaning against the wall, on which lies a smooth oblong object,
A cylindrical sex toy, perhaps? Yes, when you pick it up, it begins to vibrate, and quite powerfully, almost as though it were clinging to your hand. This must be a very advanced and magical object. You must decide whether you will take it with you or not. You carry the implement with you as you approach her. At the bottom of the stairs, for it is the basement of the tower that you must head to in order to reach your Princess Fair. Despite its height, you know her home, her resting place, the place she's been all along in this, is in the basement. You see what you expected to see, a long corridor ending in a vaulted door of stone. This is the treasury. Of course it is. Where else would this cursed fortress, this psychic parasite, keep its treasure, its prisoner, its prize, its princess? Of course she's in the vault. So you were only encountering an illusion of her all along. And now at last, it's her for real. She had been subtly hinting at this by pushing you away. That was her way of telling you that you ought to look elsewhere for her. Well, now you know. You won't make that mistake again. You head for her, the real her, moving along that underground corridor, holding that small dark stone from the table above. So now you push open the door and walk inside. And there she is, sitting on a bed much bigger than before. Because I am much bigger. 6.5 feet tall, maybe 7. You're gonna practically have to climb me. But this time, in this world, beyond that eerie, if orgasmic, fracture earlier, I am here, really here. Treasure around me. Gold, jewels, books, idols. You have no eye for any of it. Only me. And I look tired and happy. But I was sad a moment ago. You came and, oh, you brought that. I look embarrassed, but giddy. And here you go. I'm gonna spread my legs. And here at last, your grand battle. Who knows how many versions of you walked these halls, in how many configurations. This sheaf of universes, where I was bound and chained, and now here the chain is broken. You see it? Do you see how the world before you shakes out? Your approaching forces, mine there to repel you. A field of poppies, representing pleasure. Knowing exactly what she means, you take the toy and bring it between her legs, rubbing that vibrating cylindrical sex toy against her clit, where it buzzes so intently that she spreads her legs wider than she has so far, openly, with abandon. I had to put it away because it's too strong, she says. And it is. She is drooling from her pussy. She might come before you even slide inside of her, which is going to make her much tighter and make it much more difficult for you to proceed. You pull the toy away. No. She reaches for it, but you push her back. Now, with her relaxed and with the curse out of the way, if not broken, you have time to take the reins. And she smiles up at you, nodding affirmatively, as you do. And she seems a little smaller. A little smaller than the increased size when you came into the tower. Well then, dominance drain. If you take charge, will she get more petite and svelte, more aroused and submissive? You're gonna have to find out. You position yourself above her, still pushing the toy in, pressing her clit out of the way, the tip of your battering ram, of the flat, broad dong, of the tip of your penis sliding into her, spreading her, spreading my passage, filling me within. Yes, please, more, more. I didn't mean to push you away. I couldn't help it. More, fuck, deeper, sorry. And she still is pushing you away. Her pussy is not
so much rejecting as reluctantly trying to figure out how to relax. You are so big, and she does feel very small under you. It's almost torment. If she could find a way to just teleport that thing into herself without you having to pierce her, fill her, probe her, she would. But you now must. You must push inside, and she welcomes it. Establish your presence. That's what you needed to do. You didn't have enough of a claim on this place, and so she was able to displace you in it over and over. Conquer, fuck, with her consent and indeed her encouragement, and indeed her artifice, she made a whole plan to get herself fucked, filled with your cum, and rescued from this place. She wants it badly. She looks at your cock outside of her, preparing. She looks at the pressing, flattened head of that battering ram, ready to push her gates down. The fortress of her has fallen to your determination, your artifice, and to your figuring that she is the treasure of this place and that you will liberate her from it. It torments her to have so much heat right at the entrance. Trust me, it torments me to have so much heat right at the entrance. I want to just gobble that length up, but I'm... Close my eyes, turn my head aside, breathe slowly. So, hero, you have rescued me, and so you will receive your reward. Why don't you lay back, and I will ride your penis at my own pace? No? No, you're not having any of that? All right, I guess that's fine. Fuck me. Take me. Never mind. Just get into me. You're off the reins. I get it. I don't have any hope of getting away from this without just enjoying it. And I want it so bad already. I'd be begging you if I don't just let you do what you want to do. I'll be begging you to do that same thing, and that's going to be pretty silly. So please, please enjoy me all night long. This big, hot cock. Big, hot. Yeah, okay, hold me up. I'm gonna fall over. Put me back on the bed. Good, good, good. In, please. In, please. Fill me, please. In, please. Fuck me. Cock goes in. Bring, good. Not me. Take me. I see what you've got down there. I know what you're gonna do to me, and I don't mind. Please do it. Unwind it. Unlock it. Let it go. Smack your hips into me. Push my mind right out of my head. Fuck me. Come in me. Breathe me deep. If you can do it. If you can stay inside. My muscles are still strong. And it's true. Even at this smaller size, even with lubricant in the form of a nearby oil that she clearly had set out for this purpose, even with the addition of her saliva drooling onto it, your member does not easily slide through the gate into the fortress. It does not give easily. And so again, remembering that mere force is not usually how you do things, you apply finesse. And that small dark toy directly to her clitoris, which causes her passage, her door, to rattle open as though that were the lockpick, or no, it's as if she gave you the key. She gave you the key to her, to the treasury, the treasure of her, to a chastity belt made of her strong occult impulses and her powerful thighs. She giggles. Oh, this is good. What have you done? What are you doing? She moans, thirsty for you. As thirsty for you as your length is to thirst for her. You feel you're not pushing against her as gravity drops her toward you again, but this time for real. No illusion, no escape. Your strength is vast, and she, lifting herself onto your shoulders and then dropping down the front of your body, lining your length up with her pussy, and then pulling you back to the bed to thrust and fill. You are a restraining force above, but she is an encapsulating force below. You thirstily drink of her, her juices anointing your cock, your perfect instrument, the sealing, binding thing of you. You slide inside, and the purity of her squeezing becomes an impulse that makes me, the moaning rises up and fills the echoey chamber, and you can't help but hold your cock, Hold the line. Try to keep from spurting out of time. You want to wait. It's inevitable. You're in me and I'm not going anywhere and I'm locking you in here. I'm trying. I'm resisting coming. I'm fighting coming. But if you thrust too many times, I'll come. Then I'll milk you. Then you'll come. Hard to even imagine what it'll be like to be bathed inside. Push it in. I can resist. I'll give some ground. I just have to get used to you inside of me or else I'm going to push you out again. But you're so big, I don't know if I can. Here, I'll try to hold. Yeah, I'm clenching around the base so you don't accidentally come early. It has to be at the deepest point. You gotta flood me. You gotta really flood me. Horny, wiggly thoughts in my brain are getting all juicy and oozing out of my pussy there. Push me up. Do you feel that wave of my fluids? I'm lubing you, licking you, squirming. Yes, hold me down, pin me down. I get squirmy, I need a little help. Oh yeah. Conquer me, take me, claim me, you're here for this. This is what it's for. This is what this is for. This is what I wanted. Oh, enjoy me, use me, fill me. I know you had to muster your energy. You had to wait so long. You think back to the familiar sensation of allowing your cock to ripen that load, that energetic, almost tantric delight from shaft to balls, filling, all-consuming. Once you're ready, once you were so ready, it's like you brought more than just you. A full onslaught fell upon the curse of this place, carried with you between your legs, between your ears, in the decision to finally, willingly take her. She wants so much. She adores so much. You can see it on her face. Her reflexive push is not rejection, it's reflex. You have the power above her as you are. The tip of your flared, flat equine cock at the entrance to a pussy that is only spread because you are applying her favorite sex toy to that massively engorged nub above, sucking and throbbing on it as that stone you're holding seems to become malleable and shape it to her body, vibrating away with each buzz, another layer of what one would think was resistance if not for the desperate, hungry, get in me, come in me, breed me deep look on her face. So ignore the squirming of the thigh and pay attention to her unequivocal, legitimized yes, fuck her consent. The desire you have might seem like a lot to her, but she's into the extremes of experience. You see it painted on her face, and the way she's angling her hips up, and sometimes manages to almost throw herself toward your cock before you pin her back down. Stay. And you begin to push forward. It is a heavy process, because it is a heavy cock. And when you slip it inside of her, just the tip, it spreads her moist, slickened lips and pushes them splayed, at least until you get past that narrow part of her with the overflared tip of your impossible length. These are the forces you brought to what ultimately was a conflict with something beyond ordinary control or ordinary dating. You couldn't have just taken her out for dinner. You had to penetrate this entire fortress, and then her, for they are one and the same. And after she's made you run around so much, sluttily showing off her pussy, having you almost in her so many times, you want to conquer and come. You want to bring the payback for her teasing. She tries to squirm her hips away, but only instinctively. Mentally, emotionally, verbally, she says, in, I'm weak, I need it, I'm hungry, I need it. And then she manages to hold still, perfectly still, and you see your chance. This is it. All you had to do. was wait until her patience had been worn out, until she stayed still for even an instant, her body exhausted, one of the muscle groups that's been squirming her out of the way, hiding her sensitive walls from your plunging dick. One of the parts of her that was hiding her is gone. She doesn't want to. So you plunge. Your cock wants it, your brain wants it, you're unsatisfied, you need it. Her inside is so tight, but there are deeper frictions, there are deeper mysteries. You plunge, hips as deep as you can. You manage through following all of her games. You wonder if you'd come down here right away, if you'd somehow deduced she was in the treasury and navigated the psychotropic scenery, wouldn't she have been too unexhausted? Oh, I see. That was the plan all along. I want it in me. Come on, stud. Breed me, please. Stud me, please. Oh, that seed can free me and trap me at the same time. Thicky, sticky, clinging, and oh, I'm no longer entirely making sense, but even now that I'm holding you plunge inside. You don't want to talk. You don't want to wait. You want the explosive result of climactic impossibility. You want me past no return, babbling and begging you to follow. Sure, I'll be your siren, stud. Get that thing in. Oh, I held out as long as I could. I know what I want. But you saw I put my toy upstairs, remember? Trying to keep from giving in all the time. I'm working on the whole willpower thing. Oh, in more, more, give it. I'll give you, you give me, give stronger, hotter. Even if I don't get out this time, you can always come back with more. You just gotta wait longer, right? No, I'm sure you're strong enough to get me out. I'm just saying, if. Then you could always come back with another offer. I mean present. Oh, I mean present. Roll your hips like that again. 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 Love it. Love. Oh, yes. More, please. More, please. I surrender. And the body is stilled. The sudden thrusting of something big enough to stretch that passage, even though it had been so accommodating a moment before. What's different now? There is a knot at the base of that cock. Siege tower. Battering ram. Some sensual device that when she is exposed to it, she will say, no, yes, and lose herself. Because she wants overwhelm. She's been playing the game. She asked you openly. And when she feels that knot, both legs go around you and she starts pulling you toward her, encouraging you to push it in. And you're all too happy to. But you hold her steady with one hand on her belly and the other on her shoulder so that she stays perfectly still. And there is a creak as whatever cursed fundamental architecture, whatever vaster place you've been wandering, is held vast by your little positioning dominance maneuver. That delectable intruder of yours has her spellbound, so when you issued what felt like a dominant command to her corpus, the entire corpus of this demise opens itself wide, and you can therefore push inside that cannon, that final master stroke of the siege. The fortress will fall, or it will absorb your power and become that much more bent to your will. There's no losing for you, just the patient route and the victorious route. The sensual sweet squeezing of the pleats inside of her, each of them dripping with dappled juices, folds that squeeze on you, a masturbator made for your cock. It wouldn't be surprising to hear she'd been putting fingers in and getting it open and ready. Once she saw that member for the first time, her surrender was architectured by merely scouting your presence and deciding she wanted it to overmaster her. She falls back, submits, and wants to satiate you. That hungry, shooting, spurting, squirting thing can make her ring out the peals of surrender, ring the bell in the keep and say, here is the new ruler of this domain. You are prepared. You are preparing. I love it. Oh, I don't know what's gonna happen when that squirts in me. I didn't think it would be enough or too much even near enough, but it's nearly enough. That's definite. That could break in. That could be quite fatal. You really need to slow down. No, okay, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. She seems to have either convinced herself or entranced herself, because she looks you in the eyes, grabs your chin with one hand, and says, "Fuck me." Your hips are almost about to move, but you realize that would be on her terms, and you meet her gaze, and she says with a sigh, and the shadows seem to leave the corners of the room. The space gets brighter, the bird song of a returned forest, as the spatial claudication closes, as she sighs and says, "There, now just take me." And that's when you notice it. The secondary lair, the alternative spell, the curse, she was clinging on to it to get some advantage over your debauched cock, which is about to hungrily claim her, feeding on her vigor and energy, and replacing it with your good growth, which has the energy product of propagation. The cock is too much for her. And where she was strong, even seeming huge, bigger than you, before when you came in here, she is now dainty and small, and you imagine you can see the outlines of your flared cock and, of the knot which has just popped inside of me, through my abdomen. Oh, I can see it. I can see the press of, that spot on the front wall that you accidentally hit on your way to my womb. Could you drag your length past it a few more times? No, I promise, I'll let you come. I just want to try something. That sense of a second place existing over top of this one returns only enough for you to detect the distant clink of something turning, of a lever moving, of a secret passage opening. Oh. But no, you refuse to be pulled into her plans, her games. You have a route to end this pleasurably for both of you right now. She's trying to find a way to wiggle out of this, to escape from the relentless desire you have, now that your trudging through the maze has probably exhausted her curse. She likely could leave this place even without you coming in her. She still wants it. She's pulling you against her pussy, puggling you deep inside into a puddle of my juices. Yes, more. Of course I want your cock. Of course I want it. But, and you fuck away. You don't take any alternative route. You're being bad, but you're also doing exactly what I want and coming in my pussy. Thank you. Oh, you lingered at the gate so long. That knot is, it's swelling, and yes, it is. It's swelling inside. The knot filling up. The tip begins to flow with pre-ejaculate, quite thin, filling the inside, and then you thrust a little. But you can't come. Can't climax. Climax requires you to be at the deepest part, in the slutty embrace of the furthest extent of those walls. Once you've pushed inside, there's no going back. The gates are made to close behind and lock your cock in. You artificed that. You chose that. Conquer me. Take me. This feels good. What if I relax my pussy? Would you still be able to? I'm sorry. Keep thrusting. Keep going. Spurt, please. You're inside. I know you only have so much time. Who knows? What's here may regenerate. Oh, is this payback for leading you around? I just wanted to know you were serious. A girl wants to know sometimes. I'm sorry. Thank you. Oh, pin me. Pin me under you. Use your weight. Use your weight. You're in me at the perfect angle. My pussy can't slip off your shaft even if I try. This one's gonna be deep. You're pressing me. That's what this position's called. I've seen it in the book. This is the press. Oh, yeah, more. More press. They're so gonna be so hard to hold back. It's good. It's good. More. It's strong. If this doesn't get me out, you're gonna have to come back. You better make those squirts count. Start moving those hips. Hump me out in. I won't resist that squeeze anymore. I'll let your cock move in and out smoothly. Let's cooperate. Oh, fucking hell. Get that sperm in me. Do you feel it? It's sweet. Gorgeous intruder, get inside, pipe that liberating stuff into me and make me engorge the way you are. My belly is tight against it, my ass is clenching, my pussy. You do feel me squeeze the silk, sweet sweat of my body against you, the juices trickling through the gates. My folds and wrapping and folding, trapping, guiding and baffling. Kiss me, come in me, allow me, and I will attack slowly. My lips squeezing from the tip to the base, up and down in a movement of my hips that never stops rolling and rocking. You're insisting and I'm allowing intercourse and desperation, a mating press, and I am in lust, in love with this sensation. Push it in, you're inside. Behind enemy lines, sweet stuff. Squirt, squirt. I can feel what's at the other end of this. I can feel it connecting. I know there's so much hot stuff waiting with that tantric might, that locked in. Oh, the knot. The knot is squeezed inside of me. So now, squirt. Begin to squirt, begin to spurt, filling with jet after jet, a contorting body beyond rational prescription or description. You cannot tap the signal of what she's experiencing into this feed, or else you would be lost too. The only way rational words can exist is if we are very far from the strip. Down, back arched, mind numbing, nothing but eyes rolled back in the head, tongue lolling out body of the climaxing, now bred, now squirted in, impregnated princess laying on her bed, you atop. In me, come in me, thank you, come in me, please, more, thanks, oh, good, good. The words are disjointed, irrational. You're not sure they were words like those when they came from her mouth, but your mind interprets them as insistent demand after insistent demand for another spurt, another squirt, another hot load. The energy in it is clearly rooting in her. She becomes somehow more real, more a denizen of the world you are in, and you lean in and she's able to grab you for a hungry, vicious kiss as her pussy mimics it, suckling at the base well beyond the knot, holding that whole bulbous member that will not deflate until she's done squeezing. In fact, the fact that the knot is there means she can get more out of you than if it weren't. She's able to tug and pull, and when you squirt with delight, your brain going white hot in a way that hers clearly has been for an hour, for minutes, who knows? She's as far gone as you are, and now you're finally as far gone as she is, or at least able to admit it and acknowledge it. You feel yourself smiling and nodding. Yeah, this is what you deserve. This is how it has to be. This is what you get. This is so good for you. You nod. You smile. You're gone. You nod. You smile. You're gone. Coming in her. But then you anchor yourself back to reality. There is too much risk of getting carried away with her, and with her milking your cock so much, she might take too much energy. So slowly, spurt, squirt, a huge, thickening tip of your member, expanding gush of your sperm squirts over her and into her and is sucked and wicked up by the desperate hunger nestled deep inside her pussy. Her sex lets go of you only reluctantly as you pull and pull and manage to just barely get the knot out of me. I wanted more. I wanted more. Next time I won't let you out. You better change your tricks. Oh, I wanted more. But you did so very well. Thank you. My conqueror. My hero. Where does our road go next, I wonder?